Well, he's actually built the Central Coast Mariners from the ground up. He's built the Western Sydney Wanderers from the ground up. And I reckon it's a chance of building the Cronulla Sharks from the ground up again, because quite clearly it's been a dramatic couple of years for the Cronulla Sharks. And in my mind, they do need completely rebuilding and a massive makeover. The man who's going to lead that is Lyle Gorman. G'day, Lyle.
Morning, guys. I really appreciate your comments about Phil Hughes, mate. Very tragic day for Australian sport, and let's hope he fully recovers.
Everyone's fingers are crossed, Lyle. Just one of those awful things that happens. Mate, you've mentioned that you love a challenge. You've got yourself one here. What attracted you to the challenge, the Sharks?
Well, the potential of the club and the region for a start. It's history. And the sense of challenge, mate. I mean, for me to get into these sort of things, I've got to believe in what I do. I've got to see the opportunity to move it from some level to a far higher level. It's got to excite me. And then there's the legacy mindset. Can we really go in and make a difference here to the club, the game and the region, and leave it better for having been there? And I firmly believe we get the right people on the bus, and with the pride, parochialism and passion of the Shire and the growth in rugby league, we can do that.
I certainly hope that's the case, Lyle. It would be a test. There's been, I think you're the seventh CEO in just over 10 years. So it is a difficult club to get going in the right direction. What's first on your agenda, do you think?
Oh, listening. I think listening is really important. I need to get out and engage with our members, the broader fan base, the community at large, government, business, corporates, current sponsors, NRL media, and just listen and hear perceptions on brand, which we know have been really challenged over the last couple of years, and ideas and thoughts on what this club should look like and where it can head, and how we build a partnership model to grow it together.
Much of that, your links with the community in the Shire, your links with corporates, your image within the sport, Lyle, it gets back to player behaviour. What sort of attitude do you have to player behaviour? Are you a tolerant person, or are you a zero tolerant person?
No, look, I think there's somewhere in the middle of that. I spoke to the players yesterday, and what I am about is setting up a high performance environment that allows them to maximise their potential on and off the field. You got to remember, football's a vehicle for these guys, not the end of their career and their earning capacity. And how do we work with them, mentor them, grow them, to maximise their on-field potential, but at the same time be developing a career post-football?
Yeah, but you understand that, Lyle. But how do you get that message through to the players? Because it takes, welcome to the world of rugby league. It seems to take a long, long time.
Well, then that's where, we can set a new benchmark here. We'll put programs in place. We'll put support structures in place and the right mechanisms in place around mentoring and so on to grow these guys. Now, you ask about zero tolerance. What I do know is our brand can't be negotiable, and you need it to build a successful sporting club. You need everyone to buy into that, and you've got to set the standards and maintain them. You go back to Wanderers days and look at some of the selections we did there. We put marquee players on the bench and so on, not necessarily because of brand, but maybe because of performance or whatever, and you've got to be strong, and sometimes there might be a bit of pain to go forward.
Shane Flanagan, he lost it at a press conference. He is now regretting that he got a little bit hot under the collar. What sort of method do you put in place, or what do you put in place, Lyle, to move away from something that was dogging them for over a year?
You've got to change the narrative, haven't you? There's two opportunities in life for us all. One's to have the rear vision view of life, look over our shoulder every day, or set a new direction moving forward, buy into it, link arms and get on with it. And that's what we've got to do in this club. We've got to draw a curtain on the past. I know that's easier said than done, and I appreciate and respect there's a lot of pain being experienced by many over the last few years. But we've got to draw that curtain, take what's served us well in the past, and build on that, and change our mindset of where we are on a daily basis.
I've got to ask you on that, and I agree with you, Lyle, about drawing that sand and lining the sand and moving on and dropping the curtain on the supplement scandal. But the only problem is the face of the supplement scandal is the Cronulla Sharks, and Shane Flanagan oversaw that program that was found. And then Paul Gallen, unfortunately, became the public face of the scandal in a way. Both those men are still at your club. How do you move on from that when they are still the most recognisable people at your club?
Well, is it not fair to say that the last 2 years they've served their time, so to speak?
Yep.
they've had, and somewhere along the lines, you've got to move forward, mate. I mean, is it any different to a grieving process where you've got to go through many steps to accept where you are today, where you've been, and where you're heading?
Yep.
And move forward. That's the programs I want to put in place with these guys, in a very sensitive and supportive way.
Yeah, it's a vital season, though, isn't it, Lyle?
Yeah,
because there's often a hangover to things. And, you know, we have Paul on this show as a regular, Paul Gallen.
Yep.
And we love his honesty, and he's given it to us. And he just went quiet when he was deciding which way to go with the Asada situation. But everyone, I think the reason you'll get a few more questions is that, is there a hangover from it? Is it still affecting the club? So it's a real challenge, isn't it?
It's an opportunity and a challenge.
Yes.
Yeah, of course it's a challenge, and we've just got to get rid of that. And we've got to, you know, create an environment where people are focusing on the good things in the new direction of the place. And we've got a tremendously talented playing group here. We've got some wonderful new recruits, and you've seen those in Innes and Beale and Barber and so on and so on. There's four Australian schoolboys in the club. There's a tremendous nursery in our grassroots and community football, our junior football association. And that's where we've got to paint the picture for the future. And we'll share that with our results on the field and off the field.
Yep. Now, you've got a very, very good roster. There's no doubt about that. Lyle, just on that, out of your experience from the world of soccer, what's one thing that you could bring across from, say, the Mariners and the Wanderers that you picked up that you thought rugby league doesn't have? Soccer does, and I'd love to have it in my new club, which is now the Cronulla Sharks.
Oh, if there's one standout for me to be the game day experience and how you engage with fans and create a passion and passionate environment, an environment that's not just about the game, but a celebration of the game, a celebration of the club, a celebration of the region.
Yep.
And you've seen that, you know, at Wonderland with the RBB and so on.
Yep.
And I think there's a real opportunity to change the dynamics of how rugby league fans support their club and create the game day environment.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. Because I think cricket's wondering at the moment, Lyle, with the recent 2020s and the international one day internationals, where the people were. And I think it's such a good product to sit at home and watch. Mm. But the game experience, the live experience, has to be modified and make it more entertaining.
Yeah, and you've got to do that through fan engagement. So, yeah, one of my first jobs in the next couple of, well, not job, but, you know, opportunities is to get out, and we're going to have some forums with fans across the Sutherland Shire and listen to them and see how we can better engage them, both in giving feedback about the club's direction, but more importantly, how do we work together to create that new game day experience?
Yeah. Well, I love the ideas. I'm just wondering whether they're different beasts, Lyle. You know what I mean? The league fan, and I sometimes say that, yeah, you've got to beat 10 blokes and run 90 metres and score a try for us league fans to get out of the seats and cheer, you know, where the soccer fans just cheer for the entire 90 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering whether I'd love to see that soccer fervour at the league, but I don't know the answer. Hopefully you've got it, mate.
Well, what I can tell you is when we analyse the membership demographics of the Wanderers, many of those fans in the summer are also West Tigers, Panthers, Eels, Rabbitohs fans in the winter. So, and you know, and they've come along to that environment and really, you know, immersed themselves in it. So, yeah, we're Aussies at heart. You know,
sure.
And I follow every sport I can possibly follow and yell and cheer, as you guys do. Mm.
Yes. And Lyle, final one for me, mate. TK and I had an outside broadcast down there last year, and we were able to get through and look at the development that's going on, and stage one completed, stage two, three, I think two selling. Have you had a good look at that? Obviously, it's magnificent.
No, it is magnificent, and full credit to the vision of Bluestone and the club to bring that together. And this is a very rare opportunity for this club. It owns its own venue. It's got its development. It's got a lease club and it's got a football club. And if we can get all that working together in harmony, you know, re-engage the community, change our brand perception, get it some success on the field, this club can be anything in the future, which it deserves to be and should be. Mm.
Good stuff, Lyle. You're in charge of all that, which is even better. Good luck with it all. You've got a challenge, but if we can help, give us a buzz, mate.
I'd love to work with you guys. I see you as a very important part of our future and would love to stay in touch and work with you.
Well done. Thank you very much, Lyle. Good luck.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.